Tezav Maseches Shkalim Daf Yud Dalad. The Gemara continues to analyze the list of officials who held different professional roles in the function in the Beis Hamikdash. Two of these were the families of Beis Avtinas, the house of Avtinas, and Beis Garmu. These families oversaw the incense, the Ketores, and the Lechem Apanim, respectively. We noted a few dapim ago that these families were cautious about being above suspicion and would not display any connection to their special service. For example, no perfumes were used by the members of the family that was involved with the Ketores, the incense, and no clean breads were seen by the bread specialists. At the same time, the Mishnah in Yoma, Maseches Yoma Daf Lamed Ches, which parallels our Mishnah here, uses the words ve'el lignai, which means that these people on this list were actually being marketed and promoted as something very negative, something that we don't want to copy after and learn from. Our Gemara describes that the families went on to strike, to go on a strike, knowing that their skill was irreplaceable. So what would happen? They could get a higher wage by force. You need us to work? We'll only work. Nobody else can do our job. We'll only work if you pay us more money. In addition, they refused to share the secrets of their trade with anyone outside of their family. And the goal was to eliminate any competitions. Indeed, the Gemara relates, they rationalized keeping their family secret internal out of fear that the recipe and method would be used for Avodah Zarah, for idolatry. But the Maharsha writes in Yoma that the Chachamim didn't buy into it. They saw through this reasoning as basically a cover-up for their greed. So some very interesting ha'arot here. The Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Ber Mayim Chaim, Klal Beis, asks how Chazal could single out these families to publicize this negative commentary, some kind of shaming that we're doing over here. It explains the Chafetz Chaim that in general, we must be careful not to shame over Avera. People that sinned, we can't just go around and say, oh, this is what they did, and we make a public scene about it. Maybe, says the Chafetz Chaim, they don't understand the severity of their actions, or maybe they really regret what they've done. But in the case of Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinas, says the Chafetz Chaim, they were warned by the Chacham, and the Chacham told them, we know what you're doing, you know what you're doing, and they warned them over and over. So we can't say, Nebuch, the Yetzer Hara got the better of them. You only say that for a one-off lapse of judgment, but not something that's an ongoing activity, as in the case of the Beis Garmu and the Beis Avtinas. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah is saying, ve'elu lignai, it's a mitzvah to shame them and reveal their sin. The goal is, people hear about this, he's going to make an example of it. This is not behavior that's appropriate, especially these people working in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a high level. Chafetz Chaim then says something very, very harif. He says that even if they have a rationale, but we know the real truth, we don't have to believe them. Although in the end, we do see in the Sugya that Rabbi Akiva accepted the rationale and said, we shouldn't shame them anymore. We walk away from this daf with a sharp message. Even when a person is involved, we are involved in Davar Shebikdusha, Oskim Mitzarchi Tzibor, doing holy things, we're involved in holy work. We have to do a thorough inner investigation of our motivations. And when we're ready to get involved, Shania Kol Ma'aseinu L'Shem Shemayim.